Blog Talk Radio.
Here is singer songwriter podcaster, author, and at times actor, Dub Knight.
Hi, that was this is Dub Knight. That is my intro. I hope you like it. It was fun to do. Well, anyway, I wanted to remind everybody that Dub Knight Matter Part 2 is being released March 3rd. I'll let you know more about it when I release it. It's important for me to talk about not just music, but also about philosophy and going for dreams. Because I've been a singer-songwriter for many, many years. And yes, there appears a time, even now, just think about today, I was relaxing, but my health, you know, with what's going on with COVID-19, it just stays sequestered. But realize that it's important for me to stay safe. So I hope all of you are out there are safe. And it's also important for me to talk about dreams and goals for a little bit. But here's a song that I co-written with another producer, David. It's called Tragedy's Not What I Am.
When I was young, I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right. I failed to advance and I didn't feel bright. But I sabotaged myself. I got no one to blame but myself.
Tragedy's Not What I Am. I've written it because it's about overcoming obstacles and, you know, going for dreams and not giving up on them. And for me, my unfortunate karma was to go for dreams, and I had so many obstacles where I was disappointed in so many ways, shape, or form. With my musical goals, with my, rejections, and not people taking me seriously. And at the same time, people wanted to undermine my potential as an artist. You know, it really is not fair as someone who spent years working on music, doing demos, and performed in clubs and released albums and did so much in music as well as education for people, others, because of their jealousy or envy, to try to undermine that. I had individuals near me who said lies and made up lies that I signed my songs away. They said they committed fraud on my signature. They have said, and they said this, I found out that I shouldn't make songs for a living. I should make it for work with the disabled and forget about the music industry. And I think that that's just so evil. That's antisocial. That's also, you know, sociopaths will do that, to say things and do that to undermine my potential. At the same time, they also have said they didn't want me to go further in my education. Everything I do that's positive was about trying to undermine my potential and take my dreams away. First of all, I did not make music to be playing it for free for the disabled. While I have respect for the disabled, I made music for the world that includes disabled, non-disabled, black, white, or brown, who like music and who will be interested in buying or listening to my music on Spotify on a professional level. That's why I came to Hollywood, to be a Hollywood successful musician. And it's part of being what you can say, the music business. I want to do the same thing that, you know, all my idols or people currently are doing, like Taylor Swift. I want to do what Guns N' Roses is doing. You know, they make money in performing and doing and et cetera, et cetera. It is not fair for them or anyone to try to undermine my potential and take away my dreams. And that is the reason why I wrote that song, Tragedy is Not What I Am. Because the goal for these individuals is to try to make me a tragedy. And I also did not like that these individuals kept coming to my home, but despite me not wanting to work in mental health, because I worked in mental health for a period of time, because you know, I had training and I had to have something to fall back on. I went to college a little bit, and they think that because I did that and I decided on my own to leave the mental health industry and to try to be an artist and to blossom as an entertainer and also as an intellectual, that they kept putting this label on me that I'm their leader. And these were mentally ill people from the San Fernando Center. You know, the only thing I'm going to say is I am not a leader to do something that I don't want to do as a career. And whoever on the general level wanted to work in psychology is a good thing. I have respect for them. If they're looking for leaders, they should go to the mental health field. There's lots of counselors, psychologists, therapists, directors, a lot of people in the San Fernando Valley, as well as in West Hollywood, where I, you know, performed. They can find a lot of people who can really help them. And to put that label on me and to try to pressure me to be something that is not, that I'm not interested in a career, is not fair. That's not the dream that I want to be. I did not come to LA to be a therapist. But I'm saying this in a very kind way because, you know, whoever wants to be a therapist on their own terms, whoever wants to go to college and be a leader of an organization they have to want to do it and they have to be in that field. And there are many people who can help them find themselves. So, and especially it's unfair when they come to me when I'm not a therapist and I'm not trained really as a therapist anymore and I'm not interested and say, oh, I'm a leader. They don't want me to be in the music industry. They want me to be a counselor. That's not fair. That isn't a form of taking my dreams away. And I did not want that to happen to anybody. I hope I didn't offend anybody because I did not come out here to do that. And for them to say that constantly, oh, he's a leader, oh, I can really help. Yes, in my own form as an entertainer, I try to be respectful of all people, so including the disabled. So I always could try to help people in one way or another. But I did not come to L.A. to be that. They need to go to a professional therapist or someone who could really help them. So that is all I need to say on that topic. Because I know people have, you know, there are other entertainers that I've seen in L.A. Their dreams didn't happen because they were pressured by others or undermined by others. And also to the fact that the other situation is that because I have these ambitions to be in the entertainment industry as a singer-songwriter, that they thought that my music was something that they could take advantage of or to hinder my potential because I have this ambition. And they don't like me trying to succeed because it's a threat to their way of life where they don't have the capacity or the audacity to go for their dreams, so they want to take away mine. And that's not fair to anybody. But I want to say, I hope I didn't offend anybody with regards to the disabled, because disabled are just as good as anybody. Everybody, in some sense, has some disability, physical or mental. We all get sick, so we all deserve respect. And whoever wants to work in that field, good luck to them, because I do not want to work in that field. But whoever does, then good for them. If they want to work, find some leader or someone who can really help them mentally or in a mental health field, then go to a mental health center. Go to a therapist. I'm not one of them. And please stop saying leader and a term that you need. I can really help them. I can't help them in that way. But I can. What I can do is, as an entertainer, is express myself and be kind to others, and to know that dreams can happen. And I can't have my dreams sabotaged by someone trying to undermine or try to put me in a direction that I simply don't want to do for a career. And that's why I've written the song "Tragedy Is Not What I Am," because a lot of people have, in tragic circumstances, doing jobs or doing things that they don't want to do. It happens all the time. I was one of them. Sure, I wasn't discovered, so I had to go back to school and find out what I wanted to do. And I realized that, if I didn't went for music as a teenager, I would have, my real goal, other goal, what I would have done is to be some like an intellectual, like lawyer, doctor, something like that. And that is another dream to go for, and that's a good thing to have something to fall back on. But I can't be something or do something that's going to undermine my potential or make me unhappy or do something for the sake of others when I'm not happy doing it in the first place. That's not what I came on this planet to do. I came on this planet to be happy. And that's what it is. Tragedies were not what, it's not what I am. It's about going for dreams. You can also hear in the song, I was talking about hanging out with people. I was saying, I as an artist, was hanging out with people, drug addicts, and as individuals, and alcoholics, and I realized I have to hang out with people who are healthy. Hang out with people, good people who are healthy, who are not going to hurt me, who are not negative people, or who don't have characteristics, maybe due to being too unwell, like those wackos who go around targeting people and so on. You can't hang out with them. You hang out with positive people. And I'm not trying to put them down. We all need help. But, if you hang out with somebody who's negative or somebody who's a criminal or somebody who's jealous of you, going to want you to tear you down, it's going to end up in a negative consequence, a negative situation. And that's not what I came on this planet to do. And I hope that I'm being careful about what I say and do, because I try to be respectful of all the people. But the bottom line is, I came on this planet, if I have a dream, it should happen if it's positive, not negative. And that is the way it is. And that's why I've written "Tragedy Is Not What I Am," because it's about going for dreams and not giving up on them. Because I had too many obstacles and too many circumstances that try to hinder me, and I'm not on this planet to be hindered. I'm on the planet to do the best I can, and the best I can to self-love and to respect not only myself but others. And the way I come across to some people may be because they don't understand what it's like, perhaps because in their mind, I'm just too unique. was unique. It's a beauty to be unique. You know, being unique is beautiful, and as far as I'm concerned, I love to express thyself and be honest, but I also try to be respectful of other people's opinions. But people's going to have their opinions. Being very expressive is a good thing, and that's where I am, and that's where I want to go, and everybody should be expressive, but we all should, in my opinion, be aware of other people's feelings. So, you know, I have my own style, maybe in my own way, but I had to live life on my own terms as long as it's positive, because self-love is important. Because if I can't love myself, I can't love no one else. And one of the ways to accept who I am, and everybody's unique in their own way, is a beauty to be unique. Because when I love thyself, I can love someone else. Because that is the truth. It really is. That's what it's all about, because I know I got to love thyself. And it's important because love is an issue that for me, because it's finding thyself. And when the world tells me that I ain't good enough, I always have to look in the mirror and say, I am. And because when I say that, I can love another person. And I really want to be with you. It's a true joy. And there's another one. That is why I fell in love with you. Another one of falling in love. And like the one last year, here's another one. Now, those songs are out on singles, Deezer, and so on. And you can get all this on the Dove Night Matter Part 2. It's going to include the new song, I Want You. The video for I Want You has been released. Okay? It's released on Vivo. It has that song, I Want You. I sang I Want You in my own way, you know? It's kind of unusual, you know? I haven't seen those high parts. It's so fascinating, you know? I like to experiment with my voice because I'm kind of like with music. I became one of those people who just try to experiment vocally. Some people say, oh, it doesn't sound right or doesn't. I say it does. It's part of expansion of thyself. As I say before, it's part of the dream to be thyself and to go for the career that I want. It is also part of the fact that everybody on this planet should be allowed to go for their dream, whether it's being a reporter, a doctor, a lawyer, an astronaut, a rock star, a president. They should be allowed to go for their dream and have it come true, because it will enhance all of us and make everything worthwhile. Unfortunately, because of how life is and how in the indifference, some dreams are like contests, like a rock star or a president, where those who really want it and who have the great talent may not get there. They may come close. Like for president, they may become senator. Or for rock star, they may just get a professional level. Go for the dream anyway, because it can come true. It really can. Because life is not about just, you know, seeing something taken away. That's why, my opinion on the first one, if you see someone with a dream, for those who are positive, please help that dream come true, because it'll help everybody, help all of us when we see someone who make their dream come true. And that's why I'm living near Hollywood, because Hollywood is a place where that motto is. When you see the Hollywood sign, when I first came out here, it's like the dream to be a star, the dream to be a entertainer, the dream to make a living and to be in front of the cameras and have fun doing what I really worked hard for many years. And that should be a dream that should be appreciated, and they should be helped on their way, because we all get helped. But those who are negative, or the haters, stay away from the dreamers. Stay away. Dreamers like me deserve to go to the next level. I say that because the issue of not only with love, self-love, because I have to love myself, the issue is with dreams. People have tried to hinder my dreams, or, and including me, with doubts about whether to go when I climb that mountain in circumstances in life. They told I just couldn't do it, and I had to tell myself I can. It's hard to keep going for the dreams, and I have to go for it. Because that's why we came on this planet, to be happy and to do something that we're going to help ourselves and the world around us. That's why it's important to go for dreams. And that's why I've written the songs, Tragedy Is Not What I Am. Because when dreams don't come true, it could be tragedies. And tragedies are not something we came on this planet to do. We came on this planet to be a dream, to go for dreams and make them come true like mine in Hollywood. And that is how it is. It really is. You know? And this, in a sense of going for dreams, I can say I can be a help to anybody. And when I say the things that I said about in pertaining with someone saying, be a leader, I'm not a leader to them. If they're talking about being a mental health professional and so on, because that's not the dream that I wanted when I came to L.A. But in a dream, in the sense of going for a dream that I really want to do and want to make effort at it, then go for it. I also have other dreams, because I was rejected, laughed at, told I couldn't sing or write. People wanted to take away my dreams. Then I went to school and people said, oh, I can't be no doctor, Lori, I'm too dumb. So one person said, I can't go further than the master's. That's a dream killer, a hater. Because I have ambitions to be somebody and to do something good or to enhance thyself, that someone want to take it away. And I'm not born to do that. I'm born to make it happen and not to take someone else's dream away at the same time. I'm not no preacher either. I don't believe that's limited my way of seeing things, because that's in the religious aspect. I'm talking about universal. And here's a song, and you know, that I made Because when you feel good and you love thyself and you go for your dream, you want to be with somebody, right? Because I always write these songs about love. Here's the song about love. You can see that video on YouTube, just dial DOVENIGHT. You can hear all these songs that I played on Deezer, Spotify, iTunes. It's everywhere. And last thing, I hope I didn't offend anybody. I was just expressing the point of view. And the point of view is part of being a creator and being a podcaster. At the same time, I have respect for other points of view, and there's no intent to hurt anyone. But the important point I made is that I have to, if I want to be something, I have to want to do it on my personal level. And yes, I have to lead myself, but I'm not going to be a leader of something that I don't want to do. In other words, I have to be thyself. I am an entertainer, a singer, songwriter, podcaster, author. I am also intellectual. So yes, the destiny has become to do the art, but also to use the mind. Careers related to mind would be open, as well as careers related to art, but to be a mental health professional, no. Or the supervisor. That's not what I came to LA to do. I really came here to LA to be sing. So I realized that last night about going for dreams. Whether I make another record or not, I have to be a creator for the rest of my life in one way or the other. So that dream will be forever. I will go for it forever and ever. Because it has to come true. Even when I'm 90, on my last leg, I will be trying to create. And I hope all your dreams come true, or whatever you feel makes you happy come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all, or whatever higher power you believe, because we're all God's children in every way, shape, or form, no matter what, where you come from. Good day, good night from Dr.